Guys, I'll go ahead and get started. Arizona, as you look at them statistically, they're just as good as their offense and defense. They're second in the league in kickoff return drive start, led by their returner, the Johnson kid from Northern Iowa. He's number one in the league, so we got a big challenge there in covering kicks. Their kickoff coverage, they're eighth in the league, so our kick return is going to have a big challenge there. They got some guys that can run down Justin Bethel. The two-time NFC special teams pro bowler kind of leads the way. And then they got another receiver, number 10, the Golden Kid, really complements him really well. So we've got our work cut out for us. And then obviously they're playing Patrick Peterson back there, who's, his history speaks for himself. He's a dynamic player, dynamic athlete. So with that, I'll answer any questions. It looks like we're off to a fast start. Oh.
Obviously now are trying to keep the football out of Travis Benjamin's hands, and certainly that's understandable. Is there anything, though, without giving anything away, but is there anything that goes through your mind where you maybe try and force that action a little bit to try and find a way to get the ball in his hands, even though they're trying to...
You have to take stuff going into the game, whether it's going to be a little pressure here, a little pressure there, trying to force a kick. To get the ball in his hands. I mean, that's going to be a common occurrence right now with the way that he's playing. But I do think that we have some stuff. Also, it depends on who you're playing and those type of things. Like last week, I thought Hecker did a great job with putting the ball, either out of bounds or right next to the sideline. And then, we just keep preaching. If we only get one opportunity, we got to take advantage of it. And we had a big opportunity there. Unfortunately, we had an effort penalty, and we got to get that cleaned up. But I'm still encouraged of how we're playing in the return game. Well, I think I kind of classify them two areas. Self-inflicted is obviously you do it to yourself. For example, lining up offsides or illegal motion or those type of things. An effort penalty sometimes stems back. I got to do a better job as a coach teaching technique. But the kid he's giving me everything he has. He's trying to get down there and make a big block, and he just at the wrong moment just ended up on the back side of the whole deal. But I can live. And put my head on the pillow knowing that kid gave me everything he had. I got to do a better job of coaching him, but that's kind of what I talk about, the effort penalties.
That was the
early one where Trav went around the corner. Yep. And it ended up being a good return, but it obviously real life, it hurts in field position there. So we got to get cleaned up.
Is Travis Coons not taking the ball as deep as he was early in the season? That was a controlled environment.
I think Coonsy, I thought that he made good ball contact last week. Obviously, they didn't fly out like what Zerline's do, but they're totally two different kickers. But I thought he improved a little bit. But no, it's not flying as far as what it was early on in the year.
When it gets cold, I understand that, but that's not really been the issue. So is there anything else going on?
No, not at all. I think it's been been working on his steps, shortening things up. We've shortened some things up than what he did the previous week. And like I say, I thought the contact was better than what it was the previous week. So I'm encouraged by that.
You bring in a guy like Lamanche on a Tuesday and kind of running through the ringer, I guess, through the week. What do you get to see from him to know that you can use him as quickly as you can?
Well, he's a very smart football player. I mean, I think he had 28 starts down in Cincinnati, and we've played them multiple times and played against them. So you had a good idea of who the player was and kind of just as you studied him through the years, just kind of how he reacted to things. And then when he got in our building and you visited with him and started going over the scheme, you could tell that he picked things up very, very quickly. And I'm glad he's here. He came in and filled a role for us, and we're excited about expanding his role even more.
There you go, Chris. Peterson hasn't had a return touchdown since that record rookie year, and I think he had a couple of muffs recently. Does he look bored doing that job at this point?
I don't think so, but Tony, I almost feel like you approached me in the dugout and I got a no-hitter going. Patrick Peterson, I definitely would not say that he's bored. In fact, I'd actually say the other. You can tell that when he gets the ball in his hands, he's still trying to make things happen. I mean, he's a big, strong, fast athlete that we're well aware of. And it only takes one for him. One of the muffs that he had was Monday night against Sam Cook, and he's hitting the knuckleball, and he's on the run right there, and that's kind of Sam's deal. to make things happen like that. But no, I think Patrick is a player that he can break the game open at any time.
Time of Matthew. I think he returned. He's a star in LSU, right?
Yeah, no.
Surprised they don't use him.
Well, we're prepared for him also. I mean, we're prepared for everybody. As you look down their roster, they have a lot of players that they could put back there. So at the end of the day, when you're facing teams that have that capability, you got to worry about the Cleveland Browns and how are we going to get down there and cover those guys. Because, you know, I've been made fun of before. I remember my first year here and we were punting, and I think Reggie Bush was out there. They snuck him out there, and I'm on the sidelines. I'm going, hey, Reggie Bush is out there. And then I thought, there's really nothing I can do about that except try to get our players to get down there and go get them. So we're prepared for anybody, but we got to worry about ourselves.
I don't want to jinx your no-hitter here, but your kicker's 14 of 14 kicking field goals. You're entering, though, the time of year when the weather starts to get a little bit challenging here. What do you do to kind of help prepare Travis to deal with that aspect of the game, something that's not even in his control?
Well, I think, you know, you go outside, you work in the wind, you try to figure it out. At the end of the day, he has to hit the same ball that he's been hitting. If he makes it, we expect him to make the next one. If he misses one, we're going to expect him to make the next one. And I think that's the mentality that we're drilling in his head, and he's accepted that.
Arizona has a punt blocked as it did the other day. Is that one of those deals where everybody kind of doubles down on what went wrong, and it's not going to go wrong again, and you can't really count on blocking them?
Well, I think so. I mean, obviously, it was an unfortunate event for them. I've been on the other side of that myself and trying to avoid that ourselves. But at the same time, we got to worry about, you know, blocking for Travis. And if we feel like we can go after him, you know, we got to go after him and be smart and stay off the punter and those type of things. But there's no doubt they're a well-coached unit. And I just think that was something that just kind of luckily happened. You know, the Ravens did a nice job on that play.
St. Louis, they had the lateral on the kickoff, the opening kickoff. The Rams.
Oh, the Rams, yeah.
Yeah. But at any point in the game, did you think they were up to something and you sniffed it out, or did the score just dictate that they weren't going to do anything tricky?
Well, we were always on high alert with them, and you have to be. And them coming off the bye, as we watched the tape and studied the tape, they broke some tendencies that they had in the previous games. But I wasn't shocked by anything. I thought we were prepared for anything, and you got to react. I mean, they run the reverse at the beginning, and I thought that was a good call on their part, and we rallied to it, and it didn't end up hurting us. You know, we ended up getting a three and out, and then and they punted the football. But you know, we're always on high alert on everything, but at the same time, I mean, we got to be aggressive. We can't change that, and we're not going to change that.
When you got to do something tricky.
When am I going to do something tricky? Halloween, Saturday night. Thank you, guys. I'll be here later on.
Gruden kept saying punters got to get it off quicker. Is it that simple, or, I mean, you're the expert.
It's not that simple. It's not that simple. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into a punt block, and it's hard to punt. To block a punt, you know, I mean, what's the handle time, what's the get off, all those things. But then obviously, who are you trying to attack up front? And you know, Baltimore saw something there, and it's something that they've been doing in their past. So it as I was watching it, you could say, oh, here it comes, and you know, they executed on that play, and you know, it's just kind of one of those things.